Now, brothers and sisters in Christ, one of the things that I know many of us, myself included, miss about being together is praying for one another. And so I'd like to start this week by incorporating the prayers of the people. So if you have prayer requests, please do send those to the office via phone or email or to myself so that we can gather those up and have a prayer of the people as a part of our togetherness and our worship on Sunday in our own individual places of worshiping God. And so I'd like to invite us to open up our spirits to praying for one another. And as you hear these words, may you pray in the place and in the time that you do hear them. But please do lift up in prayer these special prayer requests that I'd like to add for this week. First of all, we want to pray for our dear sister in Christ, Pat Williams' grandson, Michael, up in Northern California. Michael, like so many, has lost his work, his job, been laid off in this time of struggle, and is really going through a hard time with that and other things in his life. So we pray for healing and for guidance for him. We want to pray for strength for our dear sister in Christ, Betty Lloyd, and that you might give her all she needs in strength. And we want to pray for guidance for our sister in Christ, Ashley, Marge's granddaughter. We want to pray for Amanda still that we've been praying for, but she's had some ups and downs. For Esther's granddaughter, Amanda, we pray for healing. We pray for comfort for Janet Salter's husband, Joe, who lost his mother this week, who passed away. We also want to pray for healing for the Mensch's daughter, Twyla. I don't know if you recall, but she was supposed to have surgery that was postponed, and now they finally did it this last week on Tuesday. So we pray that she continues to heal well from that and is recovering well. We want to pray for my own friends, Tim and Rachel and their girls. They are still healing from the COVID-19 virus. As I mentioned earlier, Tim is a law enforcement officer and contracted it while working in the jail system in Orange County. And his wife and our longtime friend from college, Rachel, has been very ill, has probably been stricken the worst by this. So we pray for healing for her. But as far as I know, they're still at home and doing okay. We also want to pray for healing for grief, for Rhonda and her family as they mourn the loss of her grandmother, Ruby. So please do pray for them and for all these concerns. And I look forward to lifting up your concerns that you bring to us each week. And I want to apologize if I have not done the perfect job of updating you on prayer concerns. I've been a little out of sorts on that. I do promise to be a little more diligent with that. So that being said, let us gather in the spirit of prayer for our people. Gracious God, let us pray for the church, the world, and for those in need. God of resurrection, we pray that you might resurrect our spirits during this time. May you give us hope where there is fear. May you give us joy where there is sadness. May you give us all that we need as church to continue to move forward, though we are not together in person. Lord, we especially pray for our church and all churches, really, but especially be with the Lutheran Church. We pray for our bishops, for our pastors, but especially for our members as they are going through their own journeys separated from the church they love. We pray that you'll sustain them and keep them. We pray that you'll sustain and keep our institutions, our churches, that during this time that we will have a family to come back to in physical form as well as spiritual. We pray that you'll help us to continue to know that we are church no matter where we are, even if we are apart. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we pray for healing for those who are in a place of struggle. Lord, we pray for healing for Pat's grandson, Michael, in these difficult times, for guidance for Ashley. Be with her and give her that peace that you brought so long ago into her soul. We pray for physical and emotional and spiritual healing for Amanda. Gosh, she's been through so much, Lord. May you be upon her. We pray for healing for the Mensch's daughter, Twyla, during this surgery, Lord. We pray that she'll heal well from it. We pray for those who are grieving, for Janet's family, for Joe's family, at the loss of his mom. We pray for them. We pray for Rhonda and her family at the loss of dear Ruby, Lord. We pray that you'll just be with them and bless them during this time of grieving. Lord, we also pray for my dear friends Tim and Rachel and their girls as they fight this COVID virus that they've contracted. Be with them and all who are fighting it, Lord, throughout the globe. We pray especially for those who have lost loved ones, for their time of mourning. We pray for protection, Lord, for our responders to this pandemic, for our nurses and doctors, firefighters and police, and so many other personnel that are still doing the work they need to do every day to keep our world going, as well as to fight this disease. May you protect them in that effort. And Lord, may you bring the names that we lift up out loud or silently in our heart up to you. May you hear them well, and may you bring healing and your presence to be upon them this day. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we know that you are a God of promise and promises fulfilled. Lord, we know that it is easy to be Thomas. It's easy to not see the gift of grace right before us, especially in this time of struggle. Lord, may we see moments of joy. May we capture all the blessings there are to be had during this time. Lord, I know from conversation that many are seeing great insights, great wisdom, great understanding of what really matters in life, and learning to appreciate people and things that we take for granted. There's so many spiritual nuggets of wisdom and lessons that can be learned, Lord. May we cling on to them and give thanks for them, even in a place of not being able to control what happens tomorrow. Lord, in your mercy. And gracious God, may you be with us, our congregation. Lord, we miss each other so much. We pray that you'll comfort us in our individual homes. You'll keep us safe. You'll keep us healthy. You'll keep our spirits up. And you'll help us to endure as we walk together, though separated, as brother and sister in Christ. Remember, Lord, help us to remember, Lord, that we are together, even if we are not in physical presence of one another. That's the gift of your church, the body of Christ, where we all belong, no matter where we are or what we are going through. And into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen. Now let me offer up this final benediction to bless you on this Sunday, or maybe you'll listen to this later tonight, I do not know, this Saturday night, but may you hear these words and be well. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the words he uttered long ago, be upon you. May you hear those words in your soul. Peace be with you. May it overcome fear or doubt. May you have all that you need and not be in a place of scarcity. May God bring you all the comfort and joy that you need to get through this time, to even perhaps thrive in this time of difficulty. And may the light of Christ shine upon you and your families today, tomorrow, and every day of your life. We ask this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, go in peace, my dear brothers and sisters, to love and serve the Lord.